Your body knows how to be healthy. I'm your host, Martha Blessing, and this is the Place to Be Free podcast, a show that is passionately devoted to illuminating the potential within you. We're shaking up and breaking up old paradigms so you can free up your mind and body to create profound well-being and a ridiculously happy and successful life. Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Place to Be Free podcast. Today, we are talking about and exploring one of the tools and mechanisms for healing that is, well, quite honestly, most people don't even consider it a tool for healing. And certainly, you won't hear about it in a doctor's office or a therapist's office. And it is one of the things that really truly activates the healing mechanism that is given to us by God, by source, by intelligent substance. And we aren't taught about it. It's quite sad. I guess we are taught about it, but we aren't taught in the proper use and the proper way. So what am I talking about? I am talking about the use of our imagination for healing, for creating what it is that we desire. Our imagination is a factor of our intellect. And it's very interesting because Ayurvedic medicine, for those of you that don't know me or haven't listened or followed me previously, I trained as a clinical Ayurvedic practitioner, and Ayurveda tells us that all illness is the failure of intellect. Now, how fascinating is that? Are you open to exploring exactly what that means? And how do we use our intellect and our imagination, a factor of our intellect, to heal our bodies? And this is really, truly what mind-body medicine is all about. And that word gets tossed around quite a bit, mind-body connection. But I don't think that what is out in the mainstream really goes deep enough into it and doesn't teach us fully how to utilize it and why it works. So that's what we're talking about in this episode. We are encouraged, you know, we're born as children with great imagination. We can, if you watch children and observe children playing, they have no problem dreaming things up and playing and using their imagination to build and to create whatever it is in the moment. As we get older and we are influenced and exposed to our teaching systems, our education systems, our parents' ideas and ideals about what they want for us, we start to become influenced and actually discouraged to use our imagination. We are not taught and we are not given the time for engagement with imagination like we are as children. And we become trained and indoctrinated to turn off this part of our intellect and our senses. And what are we told? We're told that's just child's play. We're told to grow up and to stop using magical thinking because that won't get us through life. That won't help us get jobs or become who it is that we are told or decide that we want to become. And this is a real problem. Eventually, we turn off this imagination. And if we do use it, we become trained to use it in a negative manner and in a negative way. Most of us nowadays are using our imagination, not creatively in a way that we would like to have it benefit us, but we are using it to create fear instead of what it is that we truly want to express, what wants to come out of our heart and our soul and our creativity. As far as I can see, there is no real teaching on how to constructively use our imagination when we are children, when we're in the school system. We're taught math, we're taught science, we're taught to follow the rules, we're taught to regurgitate information in order to prove that we are learning. But think about this, and this is going to come full circle on how we use it for healing and creating what it is that is really dying to come out of us. Why would God give us imagination? It's a function of the intellect, and our mind and our brains and our bodies are all created by this intelligent substance, this consciousness that many people call God. You can call it source, whatever you like, spirit. Why would God in creation give us imagination if it didn't have a purpose? What is the purpose of imagination? Have you ever thought about that? The truth is, imagination is a tool to complete the process of why we are here. It is a tool to help us create and to express our soul's plan and purpose. Our main purpose of being here is to create more life, and to step into expansion to facilitate more life. Everything has a purpose, and imagination is for creating. When you look at nature, everything has a purpose. Nothing goes to waste. And our imagination is the same way. We cannot create without imagination. Look at all the things that we have in our world and in our society. Cell phones. I mean, I'm old enough to have been a person who used to have to sit in one chair close to the wall to be able to talk on the phone. I am old enough to have been a person who used to have to get up and actually turn the dial on the television in order to change the channel. Now, how is it that we have cell phones? How is it that we can stream the things that we do through electronics? How is it that we have smart TVs? These things all improved our life and created an expansion for us to enjoy more and more things in our world and in our life. And they came through imagination. Look at airplanes, right? When the Wright brothers created flight, there are people who said they were crazy, that it was magical thinking. It wasn't possible. Edison, I don't know how many thousands of tries they say that he took to create the light bulb. It was in his imagination. He was a daydreamer. These people are, they are using their imagination. Everything that has been created or will ever be created already exists. And it is through the use of imagination that we draw it into the 3D world and manifestation. And yet here we are being told it's child's play. It's magical thinking. Straighten up and fly right. That's what I used to get told when I was a kid. Like when I told my mother I wanted to do something, her response was, you can't do that, right? It was discouraged. Well, what is that going to get you? The dream, the imagination, it was there for years. But in their loving way, they wanted to have us constrict our imagination and be practical. Think of all the things that wouldn't have been created if Edison and all these other people had been practical rather than using their imagination. Before anything has come into existence, It was first in the infinite knowledge of the universe. This is egg and sperm. They come together. It was in the infinite knowledge of the universe, and then it comes together and a being is created. The desire and the purpose that we have inside each and every one of us culminates into a vision by the constructive use of our imagination. What do you think happens when we come in with a desire and a purpose, and our soul does, every single soul does? What do you think happens to our energy, to our bodies, to our life force when that imagination is shut down and repressed? It creates illness in our body. It creates a frequency of fear. It creates a frequency of doubt. It shuts off everything that our soul came here to be. And our soul is housed in our body. So we're literally shutting down everything that is here for us because we've been taught that it's not good and not effective and not productive to daydream and use our imagination. Now, here's what's so fascinating. Everything that we came here to be, have, and do culminates into a vision by the constructive use of our imagination. And as we build it in our mind, it is the first stage of creation. It's one of the reasons why I have my clients focus on three things they would be, have, and do, because without that clarity, and it's in your heart, it's in your being and heart and soul, but somewhere along the line, I will wager to bet that you were told that it wasn't possible, that you couldn't do it, or that you couldn't make a living at it, or that it had to be hard, all based on what your parents' reality was, not on what your soul's plan and what your soul's gift are. We're told that using our imagination and the things that we build in this creative stage, that it's not real, it's just a dream. But here's what I want you to understand. If you see it in the mind, it is real. When you visualize and daydream about what it is that you desire, that is the very first stage of creation, of sending it out and God saying it's already here for you. You're sending it out to intelligent substance and you're seeing it. And that is the very first stage of the creation before it comes into the physical manifestation. So why is this important? Well, when it comes to our healing, if we're being super practical and we're going to the doctor and we're getting the pills and we're not visualizing, we're not dreaming, we're not imagining that our body can be healthy. We're not imagining that our body knows how to be healthy. What we're imagining and putting out is that it's broken, it needs to be fixed, it's going to fall apart, and somebody else is in charge of it. And we literally create more and more pain and illness and disease by the use of our mind versus magical thinking, creativity, and creation responds to you visualizing that your body is already healthy and well, that it's already here, that you're coming into alignment with it because it already exists. You will free up so much energy and so much space for your body to come into alignment with physical well-being when you learn to successfully use your imagination. Every image you can see is important. Every image that you visualize is important. It's where you're supposed to be going. For years, I visualized my wellness center and my healing practice and helping people heal. And I kept moving forward and moving forward. And I did use my imagination time and time again. When people tried to shut it down, right? My dad was always giving me his reality and truth was, you need to be a supervisor and be a nurse and get a paycheck and get that regular paycheck and a pension. And that's what provides safety and security. And my mom was the same way when I told her I wanted to go off to Kripalu Center to study holistic healing and live there for 3 months. She said, well, what's that going to get you? And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, who's going to want to hire you? right? It's a very 3D practical world, but that had nothing to do with what my gifts and my soul's plan and my soul's purpose was. And that is to awaken and align and embody with the truth of healing and to teach that to others. And I fought very hard against someone who was trying to suppress that imagination because I could see it. I could feel it. It was there. So it is a part of every image that you feel and see and desire. It's planted in you for a reason. It's where you're supposed to be going. It's part of what you're supposed to be doing. It's how you solidify it, your plan and your purpose, and for you to know what you're looking for in the process of manifesting that goal. So it's one of the reasons why clarity in my methodology is one of the very first steps, getting clarity. Because the more clear you are about what it is you desire and what you feel in your being is what you want to move towards, the moment that you can see it in your mind, it's real. It's the very first step of stage of it coming into manifestation. This is the proper use of imagination. So how does this come all together for our healing, getting to the core cause, bringing in the clarity? People think that medicine and a pill and a bill and healers are going to heal the body. But what's really happening here is the illness has been created by the intellect. The illness has been created by the fact that you are actually shutting off and shutting down from your truest nature, from what it is that your soul's plan and your burning desires and passions are, because someone has told you it's not possible, or you came to believe it's not possible because of programming in your family or ancestral lines, and your energy and your life force, your literally your soul's plan and life force and energy is shut off and cut off from the most marvelous part that God has given us, and that is our imagination, to dream into expansion and illuminate the potential and the possibilities that are within everything for our joy, for our celebration, for our health, for our well-being, for our prosperity, for our abundance. It is all here in us, in our imagination, in the world, in source, in intelligent substance. And the only thing standing in the way is that you don't know what you don't know. And probably no one has taught you the proper use of imagination to create successfully in your body, mind, and spirit. So be clear that it is the first stage when you learn to think successfully, to bring it and move it from the image to a thing in your life, your hand, your tangible, you know, money in your hand, or healing in your life, in your body. This is what brings it in. Now, what happens when you cut yourself off from that imagination is shame and guilt. The heart shuts down, we disconnect from ourselves, and then we spin out in the separation, wondering how to get where it is we want to go. Now, one thing to be very mindful and aware of is that what keeps us connected to the desire, to our imagination, is gratitude. It's the first emotion to bring into the desire and into the vision. And this is the last thing. We're not taught this when it comes to health and healing, right? We're being programmed at every turn to think the exact opposite of our well-being. We're not saying, I am so grateful that my body is healthy and whole and healed. I'm so grateful for the wisdom of substance in my body and in the world, that it's already healed, it's already done. No, what we're taught is it's going to break down and turn against us, or I had an injury, I can't possibly heal. The doctors told me I can't. People want to know, how did I heal 10 years of daily chronic pain? How did I heal cancer? How did I heal fibromyalgia? This is the mechanism, the imagination. Oh, but that's not practical, Martha. Yeah, it is actually very, very practical. When you understand how these laws of cause and effect and polarity work and how to use the imagination within those laws, when you have gratitude for it already being here and having manifested in your life, it is an expectation, and you stay in the state of mind that it's already here. It's an acknowledgement that it is real. This is what faith is. It's an acknowledgement that it is real before you've actually seen it and manifested it. And people question this, they doubt this. Well, how do I stay in the expectation of something that I haven't manifested yet? Be grateful for it. Don't focus on the pain. Don't focus on the illness. Continue to be in a state of expectation and certainty. It's already here. This is why I have people create a vision. If you haven't done so, please start working on your vision. What happens with the gratitude is that it keeps you connected to the source of supply, which is God, source, spirit. Everything comes from God and through people. Connection is with source, with intelligent substance. And the dreams are the seedlings of your reality. It's the dreams, it's the imagination that are the seedlings of reality. But understand, this is the law of gender, and every seed has a gestation period. You have to water it. You plant the seed with your expectation and your imagination, and then you have to water it continuously. And that vision is the beginning seed of what you want to create. It doesn't mean that you can't have it or you won't have it and it isn't here. Anything you have yet to create, anything you are waiting for to come into the physical world, most likely it's a timing factor. It doesn't mean that you can't have it. It means that it's a timing factor, and actually you can use your imagination and you can do things and work on things to speed it up. But the most important thing that you have to recognize is stop using your imagination against yourself. Stop using your imagination against your well-being and against what it is you desire. Do not use your imagination to continue to think about things that you don't want, to expect things to happen that you don't want. Be in an expectation for what you do want. Use your imagination and gratitude for what it is that you are going to create, because it's already here. If you can hold it in your mind, it's already here. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Place to Be Free podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/freestuff.